Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Romans, the first chapter, Romans chapter 1 and verse 15, he said, as much as in me is, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Everybody say that last phrase out loud with me, please. The just shall live by faith. Those justified by the blood of Jesus and their faith in it, those made right in God's eyes because of the sacrifice of Jesus, they will live how?
By faith.
Other scriptures talk about we walk by faith, and I don't know, half a dozen other ones throughout the Bible says this same phrase, the just shall live by faith. It is an emphasis in the Bible. It's an emphasis in Jesus' ministry. How many remember repeatedly Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? People that had miracles, that experienced miracles in Jesus' ministry. What did he tell them? Your faith has saved you. Your faith has made you whole. As you have believed, your faith. Jesus put the emphasis on their faith, the receiver's faith. Now, a lot of people have gotten away from that and actually changed that. And a whole lot of churches today and ministries, they put the emphasis on the will of God. Yeah. Jesus did not place the emphasis on the will of God. No. He put the emphasis on the individual's faith.
Right. Amen.
Can you see what a subtle thing that is?
Yes.
If the will of God was the most important determining factor, then that's what Jesus would have said. When a miracle happened, he'd have said, rejoice, it was the will of God. Wouldn't he? He would have said, glory to God, the will of God was for this to happen. He would have kept putting the emphasis on the will. That's not what he did. So we don't need to change it. How many think we ought to put the emphasis where Jesus put the emphasis?
Amen.
He put it on faith. He put the emphasis on faith. Now, go with me over to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. Hebrews 10:35 says, cast not away therefore your confidence. Confidence is another word for faith and trust, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Now, we mentioned a couple of Friday's back talking about this same subject, that a lot of folks have emphasized let go and let God. That's a common saying among Christians, but it is not a scripture. And it's actually contradictory to scriptures like this and like others. The Bible said, if you back off, draw back, pull back, back off, the Lord's not going to be pleased with that.
Amen.
Why would that be? Well, because the just live by
faith.
Is faith backing off?
No.
Is faith completely stopping and waiting on God to do it? Keep reading. Verse 39, we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. And then he launches into what we call the great faith chapter. This whole 11th chapter, I mean, almost every verse starts with by faith. By faith. By faith. Verse 6, notice this, 11:6. But without faith, it is what?
Impossible
to please Him. For he that comes to God must, not should, must means it's not optional. If you're going to get to Him, you got to come by faith. That's the only way. And if you're going to receive from Him, you got to receive by faith. It is the only way. So you got some intellectuals in the earth, and they're saying, if God is real, prove to me that God is real. Prove it to me. It's not our job to prove anything to you. And the Creator is not going to do it that way. He didn't say, let me prove it to you and then see if you want to believe. He said, believe, and then I'll show you something. That's the way and the only way it works. Believe and you'll see. Not seeing is believing. Without faith is what? Impossible to please. Not hard, not difficult. Impossible. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Didn't the Bible say in 1 Timothy, 6:12 or so, fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life. Does that sound the same as let go and let God?
No.
Now, it depends on what you're talking about. I mean, if you're talking about casting all your cares over on the Lord and not worrying about something, let go of your care and trust God to take care of you. There's a truth there. But if you're talking about sitting back and doing nothing and waiting on God to do it all, you are contradicting Scripture big time.
Right.
And you're going to miss out. Because the Bible teaches us that the just live by
faith.
Letting go and letting God, waiting on God. No, the just live by faith, and faith is get up and get after it. Faith is reach out and lay hold. Faith is possess what God has given.
Amen.
Do you see this, friends?
Yes.
And that's what many Christians over the last several centuries have not seen and gotten, because that was lost to much of the church. And so what has been preached instead of faith is the mysterious will of God. And that it's all up to God. And that God is in total control of everything. Everything that happens was God. Everything that didn't happen was God. And it's not up to us. It's up to Him. And I know that sounds like you're showing respect to God, but you are contradicting so many Scriptures when you say that. So many verses. And if that sounds strange to you, don't just take my word for it. We spent weeks a few years ago on a series called You Choose. Go back there and get it. Won't cost you a dime. Go online, download it. And I mean, it's a bunch of sessions, isn't it? I mean, what is it? 10, 12 sessions or something. Go with us and look at every verse and see if this is true or not.
Amen.
Examine the Scriptures, whether these things are true. And the truth, if it's true, you know what the truth will do for you? It will make you free. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anybody like being free?
Yes.
Want to be freer?
Yes.
Go with me to 1 John 5th chapter. 1 John 5. And 4. He said, for whatsoever is born of God. Are you born of God?
Yes.
You've been born again?
Yes.
And this is your verse.
Yes.
Talking about you.
Yes.
Whatsoever is born of God, what happens? Overcomes the world. You know what's supposed to happen in the life of the believer who walks by faith?
Overcome.
Living by faith does not mean you never have any challenges.
That's right.
No, he didn't say that. What it does mean is that you overcome everyone.
Amen.
Come on, everyone. Is it true? He always causes us to try. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them
all.
We're supposed to win, win, win. And then win, win, win. And then do what? Win. And then we win. And then we win, win, win. And then it's a win, win. And then it's a win, 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 win. And then what is it?
Win.
Win.
That's right.
Well, now that means you're dealing with stuff. But what do? You overcome. You overcome the temptation. You overcome the trial. You overcome the test. You overcome the challenge. You overcome the circumstances and the symptoms and the people that's not acting right. What they're doing in your life. You just keep coming over, which is the opposite of going under.
Hallelujah.
Come on, somebody say it. By the grace of God.
By the grace of God.
And by living by faith.
By living by faith.
I don't go under.
I go over.
Every time.
Every time.
If you're an overcomer, you come over.
Amen.
If you come over, you didn't go under.
Right.
It's not just what has happened to you on occasion. It's who you are. It's who you are. Come on, somebody needs to say, I am.
I am.
An overcomer.
It's who I am.
By the greater one inside me,
I can overcome anything.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Greater is He who's in me than he who is in the world. That makes me a world overcomer. And the means by which it is achieved is faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world. And it's the only way it can be done. Even our faith. That's the determining factor. It's the will of God for everybody to overcome. All the time. It's the will of God for everybody to be saved. All the time. Will of God for everybody to be protected. All the time. It's the will of God for everybody to be healed. All the time. It's the will of God for everybody's needs to be met. All the time. He is not willing that any should perish ever.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.